Hello, Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are joined by Bob Kudla of Trade Genius. And we're going to talk about economic trends closing out the year. And this could be a really interesting time given the transition that's taking place and all the volatility that it could accomplish. Bob, welcome to the show. And I'm sure you got your hands busy this time of year. Where would you like to start?
Sorry about that. It's been a crazy morning already. So I thought maybe I'll set the macro picture first. So usually what happens in this time of the year is that we get a little bit of what's called mutual fund selling. That should abate. Next 2 weeks, the market should be on a trend higher. The week between Christmas and New Year, it could be either or. And then our view is that sometime before the inauguration, a top will be put in the market. And then we'll probably sell off into March. And then we'll have to wait and see if there's what kind of bounce we get for a bigger sell-off into the second half of the year. And the question people ask is why? Trump's in office now. Everything's happening is great. Well, we already had the Trump bump, okay? But the policies that the Donald is going to put into play here are deflationary. And people say, well, wait a minute, aren't tariffs inflationary? Well, yes and no. So they're only inflationary if the money supply rises. And so we have the global money supply has been collapsing. Okay. And that is the biggest determination whether or not you have inflation or deflation around the world. Okay. Liquidity in the United States, that is the cash that is being ginned up inside the United States through the Treasury savings, through the Federal Reserve balance sheet and through bank lending is also falling. That's also deflationary. And then we have unemployment that is slowly slip sliding away. Unemployment came out, report came out on Friday. Ignore that. Household survey is what you look for, and household survey is collapsing as well. So we have a perfect storm set, and we have a stock market that's been bouncing along its all-time highs. However, under the surface, you have energy slipping away. Okay, you have also the technology stocks slipping away, and those are the indexes there too. So we're looking for how do we get more defensive between now and the middle of January, and position ourselves for a pretty rocky 2025. Also, I have to mention, Bitcoin crossed over 100,000, hit 104. But it pulled back pretty hard to 94K. We have to see whether or not 104 is going to be a short-term top, and it blow through to a 119 target that we have, or bearishly, if it can't break that 104 and starts breaking down, we could see Bitcoin, fall 20 or 30,000 dollars. So we're really dancing on the head of a pin here. And what we've been doing is we've been shorting our duration of our trades. We've been getting more defensive. We've been adding to our short side of the pair trades on these high yield products that we have. And generally, just waiting for that balloon to go up. So that's kind of in a nutshell. And that's just the economic side of it. On the political side of it, you have the United States, ready, willing, and able to tariff even its two biggest trading partners. Okay. And then you have China is going to get tariffed, and China is imploding. You and I have talked about this for years. I can't tell you how many articles I read this weekend where basically 30 million people unemployed, hundreds of thousands of people not getting paid, and they're working. A mass exodus of trying to get international work permits for people to leave the country. And then you have Xi now starting to get openly challenged in his Congress and militarily challenged internally. He had to send troops to the Shanghai naval base that are loyal to him because apparently the Shanghai naval base is loyal to somebody else. And so that was not on the bingo cards. And then you have the France government collapsing, no confidence vote. Excuse me. You have Germany already no confidence vote. And so And then you have Trump openly mocking Trudeau. And then Trump basically telling Mexico, you know, hey, I'll shut trade down with you guys. And if I need to, I'll go after the cartels. So all those things are unknowns that aren't walls of worry. Those are cliffs of disaster. So we're just going to have to watch out. And then obviously Syria fell. Who was that on anybody's bingo card? In 1 week, Syria fell. Okay, to a bunch of rebels.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question about that. Given the importance of the Aleppo port to Russia, were you surprised that Putin didn't intervene to save Assad?
Well, I don't think he could. That's the problem. I mean, I think Putin has turned out to be a paper tiger. He has an inability to project power. And so, you know, he could have, he would have to cross Turkey with his warships to get to Syria to take on the rebels who are being supported by Turkey.
I know. Explain. You know, Turkey is like, I don't know, a person with bad morals that sleeps around. I mean, they seem to lay down with anybody and everybody.
Turkey is interesting because you have Erdogan who wants to reinvigorate the Ottoman Empire again. Uh-huh. And so he has some delusions of glory. That's why we won't sell him the F-35 because we don't know what the heck he'd do with it. And I think we moved our nuclear missiles out of Turkey some time ago because we don't want him to capture those, you know, even though that would be kind of suicidal. But I don't know how that would react. And so you have that going on at the same time. You know, you don't know what kind of deal the Israelis cut with the Sunni Muslims, right, to foster peace here because they're scared to death of Iran. So it's this really interesting action. And that's the only reason why I'm keeping such a heavy exposure to energy, because at some point you're going to see a mistake being made over there and you're going to see oil fly. So I can't tell you when, but mistakes, as we can see, can happen overnight.
And you think that will come here and inflate our oil prices?
Oh, it'll inflate our oil prices, but it won't necessarily be inflationary, because back to my point on the tariffs is that you and I only make so much money, right? And it's pretty much accounted for every month, right? Either we spend a certain amount in some way, shape, or form, and we save a certain amount. And then you get to a point if prices rise too much, either you cut back on what you're buying or you hit your max amount that you could spend, and then you stop. So, you know, I could double my prices, right, for my services, and my services are required, you know, people are going to have to stop buying something else. If my services aren't required, they may just stop buying my stuff. And that's what's going to happen, you know, and you're starting to see it. And so in this environment, you know, the non-essential goods and services get thrown to the wayside, and you have deflation in that whole area. And then you have people losing their jobs, which creates more deflation, yada, 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 until you find yourself into a deep recession / depression. Okay. So Trump's obviously going to try to augment that by basically forcing companies to drive employment here in the U.S. But in the short term, it's just simply deflationary. You know, it may look inflationary for a month or two, but people will adjust their spending and not buy it. Or right now they're buying it like crazy, you know, maybe buying a year ahead here in anticipation of a tariff, and then nobody's buying the tariff goods. So China's in big trouble. You know, a lot of people say that, oh, a Great Depression is going to happen in the United States because of this. But no, actually the Great Depression is going to hit China and Japan and Korea and Germany and France because they're the exporters. Okay, United States, an importer. We're going to be like Great Britain during the Great Depression and pretty much just ignore it. We'll have a recession, but we won't have a depression like the rest of the world. Well, and I think that's what we're forcing on the people. You can see it. And Canada, the same way. So and Mexico, the same way. We'll force a depression on all these people to get them to play ball. We have all the leverage. Doesn't mean it won't be painful, but that's the foreign policy of the United States. And it's also the domestic policy of the United States.
That's We're really kind of on uncharted ground, but don't you think that when Trump comes into power, oil production's going to skyrocket, costs are going to lower? And second part of this, do you look at leverage, excuse me, as tariffs as nothing more than leverage, and most of them probably won't be acted upon because there'll be capitulation on the targets?
It's leverage, but it's designed to drive employment back into the United States.
Yeah,
So they may
exactly.
not get the tariff amounts, but they're going to get the employment here and the production here in the US. Regarding oil production, it's going to take a year. Even if they open everything up, it takes a long time. You still have to still get permits, and you still have to get the equipment there, and you still have to start drilling. So whatever Trump does, if he gets everything he wants and the oil companies want to play ball, it'll take a year to get that action to happen. And remember, if oil falls below a certain amount, you don't get the production gains anyway, because there is a cost to drill, right? And so you have those issues as well. So yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you. Part of it's leverage, but part of it also is a means to an end to drive employment in the United States. At the end of the day, Trump wants to have a create what's called a pressure cooker inside the United States. And he wants to drive revenue for the government and revenue for the people through domestic employment. And that's what a populist does. And he's
Oh.
going to get a lot of that.
Could it be this is trending towards doing away with the Federal Reserve and going to basket backed up currency by using Bitcoin, gold, and silver? You think he could be going there?
Well, I think the first thing he's going to try to do is destroy the treasury hold on the American people and rejigger the tax code. And then I think once he does that, they're going to take a hard look probably at the Federal Reserve. Look, it's outlasted its usefulness. Now it's simply just a toll booth for the bankers to make free money. You don't need a Federal Reserve at all anymore. You have a mint that you can easily change legislation and say, for a bank that's in trouble, you don't go to a Federal Reserve, you go to the government, and there should be a program in place. Hey, look, I need $7 billion because the way my loan book is structured against my deposit book, and you have a set interest rate, and you just borrow the money. And then you pay it back, as you can and when you can. And interest rates should be set by the 2-year yield. You don't need all these 2,500 PhDs. The 2-year yield, it tells you where and what the price of the cost of money should be. And then you just get rid of those people. Look, the only reason why those people are in there is basically it was a siphon for the banks to make free money. We don't need a replacement mint. That's what
Well, I'd
this
agree.
is.
I agree. Fractional reserve banking. You get to loan out $9 for everyone you take in.
Yeah.
It's a
Well,
joke.
that doesn't address fractional banking. That just addresses the people that are providing the backstop.
Yeah.
Fractional banking is it would still be in place, but you can control that. Look, Trump's going to put
Really?
a hard cap on lending at 12%. Okay, when that happens, 70% of the Americans will lose their ability to borrow money. Okay, I don't think people realize that. Half these people that have credit cards, the average rate is like at what, 21%? Okay, if they can only charge 12%, a lot of people with credit are going to lose credit. So you have that issue as well, and then he'll mandate that I don't care if you have open loans out, it's still going to 12%. I doubt they'll let them be grandfathered. And because look, he got elected on that. And you're talking about a lot of people that are African American community that are being basically, financially raped by these guys.
Yeah.
So you have that'll go a long way for him to That'll go a long way for him to be, loved in that community. And basically, we're going to cut your interest cost in half right now. And then the bank simply won't lend to them anymore. They'll just say, you have no more access to credit at 12% because your FICO score is not going to allow us to lend to you. And so you're going to see that, and that's deflationary
Wow,
too.
that's not good.
So this is a whole total shift. You know, this has to happen. Either it's going to be imposed upon us, or like what's happening here, Trump's trying to force some of it. But you know, there's going to be a disgorgement of debt across the whole system. Okay, that's the only way
What do you
these.
mean by that phrase?
Well, either you stop borrowing or you default, and that's what's going to happen. So. Now, I'm not saying it's happening next year, but I say within 5 years, we will have some sort of come to Jesus on debt globally, and it'll get wiped out one way, shape, or form. When it gets wiped out, you're talking standard of living being cut 40, 50%. So that's how much they jacked the system.
Wow. And is this going to happen under Trump, this reduction in standard of living?
Well, it depends. If it's Trump, J.D. Vance, next 12 years, yeah. And but there will be it's going to happen elsewhere before it happens with us. So when I talk about 40, 50%, I'm talking globally. I'm not necessarily saying the United States is going to suffer that. We're still a reserve currency, and we still have the most powerful military in the world. And I mean, we look at it. Well, Russia now is a joke, right? So they can't even beat Ukraine, all right? And they couldn't even protect their naval assets in Syria. So their equipment, the Israelis made a mockery of their defense equipment, right? Against the Syria and Hezbollah and Iran, just made a mockery of it. And then, China's military equipment is proven to be the same thing. Just because you steal the best stuff doesn't mean you can manufacture it at the same level of quality. And you have a lot of corruption in these countries, So you have military equipment that just doesn't work because they didn't follow the spec, because they were carving out some of the metal for themselves, or, taking shortcuts here and there, just like they do with buildings. So China's not a threat. And if you look at the technology that's being deployed by Japan and by Korea and by India and by Israel and by the US and the United Kingdom, we're 40 to 50 years ahead of these people. I mean, we're not 10 years. We're not one generation. We're two, three, four generations ahead in some of this stuff. They just scare you because they want to keep the defense spending high. Just like when I was in Saddam Hussein, this guy is the fourth largest army in the world. 100,000 Americans are going to die. And I think the first Americans didn't die until the second week of the war, and it was almost all over by then. So
that's amazing.
So it's going to be a really interesting time. So,
I want to back up and make sure I understand this, though. I always thought, wealth was relative. If you have a quarter and I have a dime, you're rich, I'm not. And when I look at, if the rest of the world goes through standard of living decrease, in other words, your buying power is more limited, and it's much worse than the United States, aren't we still ahead of the game? And wouldn't that allow us the ability to maintain our standard of living? Because
our standard of living won't fall as much as the rest of the world, even close. Look, we have inherent advantages. We can feed ourselves. We can energize ourselves. We can defend ourselves. Okay, and we can drive employment back into our country. So we have inherent advantages. And if we tame Mexico and the cartels, and we bring Canada into the fold, we're formidable, you just have to look. I mean, the Chinese yuan is collapsing. The yen is falling against the dollar. The Korean won is falling against the dollar. You go to these countries on vacation, it's like these are bargains, what you pay, to travel. And then now you have Germany that's in really big trouble. And then you have France who's in trouble too. And both those countries are going to turn more right. So populism's on the rise here. And yeah, it's not a bad thing. Okay. If Germany, France, United States all go to the right, you're not going to have a world war, right? So, it's usually when these guys are in opposition to each other is when you have these issues. And so I think there's going to be a turn down in 25. And then we just have to wait and see. But we're taking things week by week. We have two big events coming up, three: Christmas rally, end of the year, Trump. We gotta get through
So
those and see what happens.
that's true. Are you looking for the left to disrupt things more than they already are? And that's, but they're bashing the nominations and so forth. But
Oh, I think you're already past that. There's already pushback against the pushbacks. So I think the Republican Senate is lining up. I think the worry about Thune was probably a little overstated, and he said he's going to play ball. And he said, "Hey, if you can't get these things passed, recess the Senate. Trump can just put in whoever he wants to."
yeah,
You
well, for
know.
2 years, that'll work. Yeah, I agree.
So you know, either way, Trump's going to get what he wants.
Okay, now
You know, and.
I get to shine the spotlight on you, Bob, at Trade Genius. Given all that you're projecting here, how is this affecting how you're doing business?
Oh, you know, we probably had the best 4 weeks of our life. So we love volatility. The trading has been spectacular. I didn't get a chance to send you any of the attaboys, but I mean, these are life-altering trades that we've been making for people. And I'll send them. You can put them out for people. And I'm dead serious. You know, usually I don't pat myself on the back that much. We're stunned by how well we've been doing. You know, this new algorithm that we deployed about 2 months ago came at a perfect time. Our win rate has been in the mid-60s. The win rate in the last 6 to 8 weeks has been closer to 76%, you know, and the profit factors have been much higher. So we love the volatility that's coming into the markets, and we think, you know, with those volatility comes great profit. So we're doing pretty well.
Sure. Yeah, it's wow, it's interesting. It's almost like misery loves company. What enables you to profit so much in the face of uncertain times?
Well, I mean, look, human nature never changes. So, you know, we knew that the election event was going to be seminal, and we knew, based on the poly markets and the stock market, that Trump was going to win because they turned up about 10 days before the election.
You were
Okay,
all
so
over that. Yeah, the last time we talked, you
the
were all.
money knows, money
Yeah.
knows. And so we had a big Trump bump. We hit all-time highs in the market just a couple of days ago. You're just starting to see decay underneath. So we look at the sub-markets, and that's what's getting us cautious now. But we just trade our algorithm, and you know, you adjust it by what time frame you're looking at. So we're shorting the time frame because if things get more volatile, you know, you have to take profit faster, or when you lose, you have to take losses faster so you don't get stuck with a big loss.
When people come in and they go through your training to become part of Trade Genius, is it oversimplification to say all they have to really do is follow the advice of the algorithm?
Yeah, I'm glad the way you put it that way because you don't follow my advice because I'm not a financial
No,
advisor.
but I'm
But
saying the algorithm, though, not
yeah,
you.
the algorithm, see trade, take trade.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. You know, see trade, take trade. We show you how to use the algorithm. We put trades out every day, and so that people can, it proves the concept, but you could trade those and make money along the way. And you can join a room. Like if you knew nothing about trading other than how to put the trade on, you can literally start trading the next day. Okay. The one thing I want to be really clear with people too is that, you know, we're not a pump and dump shop. We're not a hype company. We're not a penny stock trader. We're talking grinding your way to profit over the years, and just, you know, you'll get rich but slowly, you know, and you'll do well. And our track record, you can look at our track record online, you can see all the trades we take, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But over time, we're winning more than we lose, and we're winning more money when we win than we lose when we lose money. And then that's how you build wealth over time.
I agree.
And we've been accelerating it. Our algorithm just gets better. Technology is allowing us to create better and better tools. And what we've learned from people is they want simplified, easy to see trades. And then in the room you ask questions, you can work your own algorithm. You know, we give you the access to the algorithm. You could tweak it if you wanted to, and you could just take our trades too.
But to me, okay, tell me if I'm getting this right. Someone comes in and they don't know more than an average amount about the market, And I know you're offering training that people will go through and that's part of the package they purchase, but it's almost like they can come in and the last period of time you just mentioned, if they just followed the algorithm, they would win 76% of their trades. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
that's what it's been trending. Yeah, so long
Wow.
term, 2 out of 3. Yeah.
And then long term, yeah, mid 60s. So it's almost like, why isn't everybody doing this?
More and more people are, and a lot of people get their money professionally managed. A lot of people are working. A lot of people are incompetent, but more and more people are starting to take control. Wait till we get the next 30, 40% sell-off in the stock market, and people realize the passive investing with their financial managers were a joke, and
Yeah.
we'll already be positioned for that environment. And at the very worst, we'll protect people, if they follow the trades. At the very best, they'll profit. And so, we've seen this in 2008, what it looks like. We've seen this in 2001. That's how long we've been trading, so we know what happens in these environments, and we're already positioning ourselves for that. So we're purposely making less money than we could by making sure that we don't lose money when the market turns. And that's being smart. And so we're getting people thinking that way, getting their expectations in line. Because if you go on Google, if you go out on the internet, all you see is, Bitcoin forever and stock market forever, and Trump's going to do this, that, and the other thing. But the consensus is always wrong. And we're sliding into recession, and you can't avoid a stock market sell-off in a recession. You simply can't. I've never seen it.
Is this gonna in this recession, is this gonna carry over to the banks and are people's retirements and their savings at risk?
Well, I mean, look, the commercial real estate market is going to absolutely implode. It's worse than it's been in 2008.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time for that. And that will affect the banks. And it is big. It's big as a real residential market were in 2008. And yeah, of course it will. And it'll force the Fed to buy those bad assets. And that will create a trading environment for us as well. That's when gold and silver and Bitcoin will re-rip, and energy will re-rip. And so there's no free lunch for these guys anymore.
How
But
high is
yeah, the banks are in trouble.
Bitcoin going to go in your estimation?
If you asked me last week, we said, 119 to 171 on this go around. You asked me this week, we're like, hey, that's get over 104 for us to say that. So, but Bitcoin, if people want to know where Bitcoin's going to go, I'd like to tell you that we have the only answer in the world. But you just have to look at the global balance sheets of the federal banks around the world. And you project it out 3 months, and you look at that percentage, and that has fallen off the cliff. So global money supply has fallen off the cliff. Bitcoin likes to follow global money supply,
Wow.
3 month delay. And so that's why we were looking always at January, as probably an area to get worried. And then now the United States money supply is starting to slip, liquidity is starting to crack, lending is starting to fall. And all that affects Bitcoin. Bitcoin's not immune to it. Well, Bitcoin will rise just like gold will rise when it goes from a goes to an insolvency issue for the banks. Then people are going to be looking off ramp out of the Federal Reserve systems around the world into a non-correlated asset like Bitcoin and like gold, because you're not going to want fiat currency at that point.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So
Yeah.
people are saying, I want to steer my ship into this port. I want to make some money. So we've got a way to help them, don't we?
Yeah, I think, look, we live this stuff. I mean, I'm at this desk every single day. I'm reading everything all the time. The algorithm sees what I can't see. And so, we try to put you on the right side of the trades. And we have specials running. I know we talked way before the Black Friday specials, but if you guys want to talk, we have them running for the holiday too. So if you go to your landing page, I think, is it Trade with Dave?
It's DaveLovesTrading.com.
I was getting it backwards. Dave loves trading. But if you happen to go to Trade Genius or tradelikeagenius.com, get the special. Tell us for sure that you come from Dave Hodges. If you don't tell us, we're going to ask you anyway because we support Dave's channel this way. So, well, let's make it a win-win-win. We'll help you make money you help Dave keep getting the word out, and then I get a business I get to run until I want to retire. So, check us out. I think you'll like what we do. We're like-minded people. It's a safe place to trade. Really good people. You'll probably make friends for life in these rooms. And then, we run 3 or 4 training, face-to-face training classes a year. People that go to those training classes become really good friends. And we have people that have gone to every one of them just to show you how much fun they are and how much you learn. So thanks for letting me pitch that, Dave. And guys,
you deserve it. And you come on here and give good advice, and then you've got something that's taking advantage of these trends. And they could be great if people just took advantage of it. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on to the Common Sense Show. Again, if you want to find out more about how to get involved with Bob and his group at Trade Genius, all you got to do is go to DaveLovesTrading.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. And those are really good prices on that landing page too. So yeah, we definitely discounted it hard for Dave. So check us out, take advantage of those trades, and look to see you guys in the room. If not, have a Merry Christmas, Dave. Have a Happy New Year, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Talk to you next year. Thanks. And the bottom line is, we got to keep working. Oh, yeah. We've got to retake our country. And it's going to take all of us. President Trump can't do it alone. So please share. Get to work. Do what you got to do. Use your own talents. We all have them. Hey, check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Upper right-hand corner, newsletter. Click it on. We have over 50,000 people, and they love it because it's one-stop shopping for everything we do in an email that comes to you in the early evening, 365 days a year. Just there for the taking. So make sure you sign up for that. We also have a good TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Our HIP series is popular. Hiding in Plain Sight is what we call it. Also, our geopolitical analysis with our expert guests. Hey, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Hey, we are brought to you by a product I absolutely love representing, Aegis Multi-Collagen, and it's from BioTrust. And what this is this is a product of powder. You rip off the corner. Mechanically, you just pour in the prescribed amount into your favorite drink. Stir it up. It's odorless, tasteless. But what does it do? It restores lost youthful vitality by replacing collagen. Most collagen replacement does not work. This does because it takes the 5 types of collagen, blends it into one. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins to restore the collagen in your system. What are the benefits? Well, your joints don't hurt like they did because of the loss of collagen. You're not going to wrinkle as fast. Your hair is not going to fall out as much. Your nails aren't going to be as brittle. I could go on and on about the collagen-related effects, but this is your own Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth. Go to healthwithdave.com for 51% off. That's healthwithdave.com for guaranteed results. Healthwithdave.com. We have something really interesting to me, and I just am absolutely floored by the nerve of Biden, although he ain't making these decisions. But I just want to say to all of you, pardon me. Pardon you. Pardon all of us who are creepy little gangsters who have ripped off the American people for 4 years that are all going to be covered under pardons. Trump has said, Joe, you may have pardoned your son, but we're coming after your side of the fence for the offenses that they've committed against the American people that are illegal and unconstitutional. And Biden's having a you-know-what fit. He's beside himself. But he's going to abuse his authority. He's going to throw everyone in jail, like we said. No, he's only going to throw people in jail who have broken the law. See, what the left doesn't understand is jail is for lawbreakers, not for people who pray in front of abortion clinics, not people who protest against the stolen election. Jail is for legitimate lawbreakers. And this is what Trump's going to do. But Biden has said, I can just pardon anybody I want. And he's serious. Guess what he's going to do? I think he's going to pardon maybe as many as 5,000, 10,000 people. Nancy Pelosi, for her role in J6. DNC officials for the role in the pipe bomb and Capitol Police. And Michael Byrd for murdering Ashley Babbitt. He's going to pardon all these people. Mark my words, folks. We won't have enough time in newscasts coming up on the inauguration to read the pardon list. So pardon me, pardon you, pardon everybody who's a criminal, right, Joe? Thank goodness for Donald Trump, and thank goodness for people like you that voted early and in overwhelming numbers to overcome the massive cheating that Trump faced. Estimates, 20 million stolen votes. 20 million. And Trump still kicked their butt. He did because of you. You should still be patting yourself on the back. Okay, stop. Now let's all get to work. We are brought to you by CarVision X. And you say, what is that? Imagine you're driving and then someone gets upset with you. This happened to me the other day. I wasn't getting off the off-ramp fast enough for him. And he zipped around me and tried to take off the front end of my car. If I had been hit by this lunatic, I would have had the video evidence I needed to get the police to write him a ticket and take that guy to jail, which he deserved to. Cop pulls you over and you get one of the few bad apples, and he's just looking for excuses to give you a ticket, take you to jail, whatever. And you got the video. You don't have to worry. CarVision X 4K, night vision activated. It's tremendous. 50% off. Go to carvisionx.com. That's carvisionx.com. It's time for pardons. We covered the unconstitutionality of Hunter Biden's pardon. And it's coming too for Nancy Pelosi because of J6. I'm sure Lizard Cheney, she will get hers for destruction of evidence. But let's let that slide for a second. Let's talk about what Trump should do on the 21st of January. He needs to pardon Eva Edel, 89-year-old death camp survivor, faces prison for her peaceful stand for life. Jean Marshall, 74-year-old advocate, denied critical medical care in prison and is suffering in silence. What kind of country are we that would do that? And then Bevelyn Williams, a young mother sentenced to over 3 years in prison, torn from her 2-year-old daughter by a judge determined to make an example of her, quote unquote. J6. Hell. Tina Peters, duly elected county clerk and recorder in Mesa County, knew there was voter fraud, looked into the machines, and they threw her in prison for 9 years for this. Tina Peters. Soon to be 70. Doing her job. Jenna Griswold, mafioso criminal, steals elections. She's the one that deserves to be in prison. Donald Trump, investigate her and pardon Tina Peters. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. The records of Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, need to be exonerated. It's time to yield the hammer of justice. And so you want to throw people in prison for standing up for unborn babies and they haven't broken any laws? It's time. It's absolutely time, President Trump. January 21st, these people and more need to be pardoned. And then you need to turn this system loose on Bragg, Judge Merchan, yeah, people who came after you, Donald Trump. Chunkin, what a perfect name for her. You ever seen her? Look at a chunk of something. You look at these people here, they all need to be prosecuted. He needs to look into the Secret Service and their role in the president's assassination. And he needs to not only fire Roe, but he needs to investigate him for possible prosecution, along with Cheadle, the former director of the Secret Service. It's time, Mr. President, to be. It's time. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And what do we have there? Oh, pretty cool stuff. You know what's really cool? Our hip series. We got another one coming up today that we're going to post. Yeah, it's interesting. We have our geopolitical, and sometimes they cross over, and it's exclusive content with the HIP series. You can't get anywhere else. Go there, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Also, sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner. Click on the link and put in your email, and you'll get a daily email briefing of everything that we do. Got to stay active. Got to help the man do his job. So please share this far and wide. Let's raise awareness. And we are brought to you by what we call three harmful foods. Now, we're not going to give you the harmful foods. In fact, we're going to do the opposite. But a great world-renowned nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, has said, we got this thing called the health pyramid that the government runs. And in my words, it's a scam. They're promoting foods that you should eat that are banned in many of our allied nations. Yeah, first world countries, top 50 nations, banned. Here in America, legal, and it's killing us. So when you look at things like digestive issues and joint pain and all these other symptoms that we think, well, it's kind of like just natural aging. It's not natural aging. It's the crap we're putting in our diet. And Dr. Amy Lee said, I'm going to call attention to this. There's three harmful foods we need to get rid of. So here's what she says to do. Watch her video. That's it. It's simple. Just watch her video. Dr. Amy Lee's video. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're watching this on any of our social media, please just click the link in the description box. It'll take you right there. Well, we have an amazing story for you, and it's crazy. And I focused somewhat today on the climate, because first of all, what did Trump call it? Climate scam. Oh my, see the wisdom of the man. Down to earth, folksy sayings, almost humorous all the time, like a stand-up comedian, but he's right on the money. Climate scam. You're not going to believe this story, ladies and gentlemen. The first ever climate arrest made by the Biden administration. Are you hearing me? First of all, it is climate scam. President-elect Trump is 100% correct. And I'm speaking to you based on my experience in the field of research and statistics, and their data is garbage. And their method of measuring weather patterns is outside the norm of what we have traditionally done, and it's all designed to give you conclusions that we're destroying our own environment intentionally. The people are, because of cars and air conditioning and so forth, and we have to stop you. They don't talk about their geoengineering. Really, I'm going to highly recommend Dane Wigington. I've mentioned Dane before. I've been lucky enough to have him on my show a few times. He's fantastic in his analysis, and he's right on the money. They are the ones destroying the ecology. They're the ones destroying the environment. And their data sets to say that we're responsible and we have to give up everything and we have to pay climate reparations to third world countries for the damage we've done. Are you kidding me? But now we've entered into a new period. This wasn't bad enough. Now we got to deal with this, the first ever climate change arrest. The Biden administration has really moved into the climate cult. They've made the first arrest for climate change related crime. I am not kidding. Now, remember, the EPA has hired over 300 new employees. I wonder we're freaking broke. And they've done that in the last year. And they have bolstered their, they're getting $1.7 billion more than they used to. Are you kidding me? And so these enhanced efforts are these people that have nothing to do but go out, harass people for living normal lives, they're now coming after them. And so the EPA, and oh my gosh, I can't wait till Trump gets a hold of this administration. He's going to gut it from the inside out. But until then, we need to look at this. Biden's EPA, and I'm going to read right here from a tweet, made the first ever climate change arrest. His EPA enforcement report reveals increased penalties for polluters, including first time ever climate change violators, in their words. Now, let's get right down to it. In 2020, a law passed by Congress prohibits importation of HFCs and allowances issued by EPA. First of all, that's based on phony science. The law is part of the global phase out designed to slow climate change. The head of the EPA called the enforcement a high priority, and alongside methane, CalFARTs, HFCs are the most significant near-term drivers of climate change. So, in other words, we look at what happened now, and this is just amazing. This is absolutely just incredible. I'm looking at a document right here, okay? Cummins Inc. paid more than $2 billion in fines and penalties and agreed to recall 600,000 Ram trucks as part of a settlement with federal and California authorities. Cummins was found to be using illegal software that let Ram trucks manufactured by Stellantis to skirt diesel emission tests. Wow, 600,000 trucks, huh? And no wonder our economy sucks. So the EPA is revitalizing these efforts, and these enforcement efforts are on the rise. Now, here's what's interesting, really interesting. The agency's environmental efforts saw 1,851 civil cases and 121 criminal defendants charged, going to jail for climate scam. And it issued more than 225 million pounds of pollution reductions in overburdened communities. I don't know how they justify that. And at the end of 2024, there were 480 open criminal investigations on its environmental programs. See, this is how they're going to take your cars from you. This is how they're going to force you into the stack and pack 15-minute cities where you have no rights and it's constant surveillance. Okay, I'm going to give you a little more facts here about the wonderful EPA. In fiscal year 2024, EPA's Enforcement and Compliance Assurance Program produced its strongest results ever. Okay, and it says work dedicated to the threats of our shared air, water, and land. Yeah, okay. The agency zeroed in on six areas, and they say, okay, we're going to fix the drinking water. Well, they haven't. Talk to the people in Flint, Michigan. It's worse than ever. Yet they say that they're doing something they're not doing. Then they say, well, mitigate climate change, exposure to PEAS, working against communities from coal and contamination from coal, reducing air conditioned air toxins. And the latest court case has to do with a guy that they say smuggled in HFC air conditioned units, and now he's going to prison. This is insanity. These people are Looney Tunes. This isn't a difference of philosophy or interpretation of different interpretations of scientific data sets. That's not what this is. This is sheer off the charts. We're going to control whatever industry and gut it and destroy it that we choose to do it. And now they're going after air conditioning. They're going after cars. Gee, I wonder how long the people are going to be able to stay in Phoenix with that air conditioning. Pure insanity from these people. And all I can say is thank goodness for Donald J. Trump, who will restore sanity to this absolute bedlam. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Our hip series, our stuff that we do on geopolitics, really good stuff. People love it. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Let's do our part. Share this work. Tell people what's going on. Educate them. Do this with my friends, my colleagues. A lot of good work being produced out there from people like Doug Thornton, Sarah Westall, Doug Hagman, Paul Preston. I could go on and on and on. Scotty Sachs. You guys get it. You know, there's a lot of quality people, and you guys are quality too. Why? Because you got Donald Trump elected. Seriously, you can look in the mirror and say, yeah, we did good. Now we got to complete the game. We've got a foothold on America now. Donald Trump is going to give us great leadership, but we've got to back him up with action. So let's make sure that we do that. Hey, I know how they're going to save the economy. I'm going to tell you about it right here. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Hear me and hear me clearly. Gold is going to skyrocket, particularly on the news I'm going to give you here. But some of the banks are going to fail by design because that's what the left does. What they can't control, they destroy. And we already see signs of them planting seeds for destruction. Now, do I think they're going to succeed? No, I don't. But I do think they're going to do some damage. And I don't want you to be the collateral damage. If you've got your retirement in a bank that's failed, they can keep it because of the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 that declared you to be an unsecured creditor. Also, they can do the same thing with your bank account. Don't have a 1929 moment like my mom's side of the family did when overnight they went from riches to rags, and it was catastrophic for my mom's family. She was wealthy beyond belief at one time as a little girl, and she grew up to a young lady being poorer than dirt. Don't let that happen to you. Okay, so here's what you do. Let Noble Gold extricate the retirement and your bank account, and then they back it with precious metals. You go, really? And you own it. You hear me? You own it. The bank can't take anything they don't own. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you, any investment carries an inherent risk. Consult a professional if you have one, and also past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I think that's a good warning to give for any investment that you do. However, I would say this, I have been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 8 years. There's nobody better, in my humble opinion. And I've been a customer for 7 years with multiple deals. Don't mess around. Don't let them take from you what's yours. Protect your nest egg by calling 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I've set the stage here. We did precious metal ad for protection, and we're leading into how precious metals, as well as crypto, is going to save the economy. And not just that, Donald Trump has a couple other things I'll mention here, but let's get into it right now. He is going to shift emphasis away from the world reserve currency. No. He's going to do a little of that, but he's going to back our dollar with gold and silver and crypto. I can see it coming right now, a mile away, and so does everybody else. Why do you think crypto, or why do you think Bitcoin just reached, what was it, 100,000? Will it reach 1 million? This is the speculation now. So don't mess around. Gold and silver. So I ran the Noble Gold ad. Okay, next thing that Trump is going to do. He's going to, as he has said, drill, baby, drill. And have you noticed the price of gas is already dropping? Have you noticed that? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. I had a dream the other night. Dollar was 99 cents. Gas was 99 cents a gallon. I don't know that it's going to reach that. But if the cost of shipping is cheaper, the cost of everything will be cheaper. If we just do our part and help Trump succeed and support him from the grassroots level, happy days are here again. Pray for President Trump's safety and for the safety and also confirmation of his great nominees. I'm not in love with all of them, but most of them, it's slash and burn time, baby. It's take the country back. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. And thank goodness for you guys for doing your part in overcoming massive cheating in the last election. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.tv. For the TV, excuse me, that's our TV show. I'm talking the commonsenseshow.com. And when you go there, go to the upper right-hand corner and click on the newsletter, and it's one-stop shopping. Everything we do for a 24-hour period is right there coming to your email box. And that's all we need, your email. We'll see you back here next time. God bless.